Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. This is WWGH Radio, where the G stands for Good Radio, back on the air after a 3-day absence last week, which was horrible because the phone lines were not working. Well, guess what, folks? The phone lines are working, so we can get back into our topics, current events, and fun conversation here on WWGH Radio. Now, today is kind of a sad day in many ways, because a many-time guest on this program, a gentleman who even recorded some promos for us, Fivish Finkel from Picket Fences, passed away yesterday at the age of 93. Not too bad, though, to make it to 93. Terry Tackett's with me. Terry, you were here when Fivish had been on in the past. What's your memories of old Fivish Finkel?
Oh, he had that voice that was just always very distinct. You know, he had that distinct voice. You could just tell, you know, from, what was it, the Yiddish theater or whatever he was.
You loved Fivish.
Oh, yeah, he was such a wonderful man just to talk to, you know, I mean.
Yeah, well, you know, he was always fun. He always had a joke, and I wanted to play some moments from our interviews with Fivish Finkel over the years. This dates back to last year, I believe. This is Fivish Finkel when I asked him what it was like to be, I think this was just a joke he told me during the interview, so this will be fun.
I have enjoyed this, but because you are a great storyteller and you gave us that great joke earlier on from your stand-up days, leave us with something funny, a funny story, a funny joke. Give us something to end on a high note.
Oh, yes. Here's one. You know, I have a cane, and I crouch a little bit, I'm bent a little bit because of age and things. I'm not that careful anymore to straighten up and things, but I'm bent, and I went to an orthopedist, very prominent one. And I go in the waiting room. Naturally, the waiting room is busy, and I wait for my next. They call me. I go into his office, and P.S., after 10 minutes, I walked out of his office straight, like a soldier. But straight. The posture was beautiful and perfect. And everybody in the waiting room said, "Oh, my God, he performed a miracle on you. What did he do?" I said, "Yeah, that was a big miracle. He gave me a longer cane."
And that was Fivish Finkel dating back on this program last year, I believe he was on.
Yeah, what's his name, Dr. The 105.
Professor Corey.
Professor Corey, yeah.
Professor Irwin Corey. He embodied fun. Fivish Finkel did. And his role on Picket Fences as Douglas Wombo.
Oh, that was...
I loved Picket Fences.
Oh, man, I loved that show. Tom Skerritt and...
And I loved his character, this
nefarious... Was he a prosecuting attorney?
Yeah, he was the attorney,
yeah.
Douglas Wombo, who prosecuted the Pope. He did win an Emmy for that.
Boy, he did.
Late in life, I mean, he was in his 70s when this happened. This is us talking to Fivish Finkel about winning that Emmy back in the early 90s.
And they said the winner is Fivish Finkel. What did you think?
You heard a scream from California to Brooklyn. They heard my scream.
Do you remember?
I was so excited. I was nominated twice. The first year I didn't get it. The second year I got it.
Do you remember anything from your acceptance speech?
Certainly I do. They told everybody, "You have 3 minutes. And if you talk beyond the 3 minutes, the orchestra is going to break in there, and the microphone will go down." But when I won, I told the audience and the world, I waited 50 years to get on this stage. And I'm not going to look at the 3 minutes time. And they started laughing, and I kept going. I think I did about 5 minutes, 6 minutes.
Being that you were waiting for that moment for 50 years, what was it like?
Oh, my God, it's unforgettable. You feel 9 feet tall.
Where do you keep your Emmy?
My Emmy is in my living room. In fact, I'm looking at it right now.
All these years later, when you see it, what goes through you?
I'll tell you, when you get an Emmy, it's like an Oscar for films. The Emmy's for television.
You know, and it was quite a moment. I mean, to work in the Yiddish theater and not really be well known all of those years, to come back at that age
in his 70s is when he got picket fences and be able to do that. What a great thing.
Well, you know, there's a lot of shows where sometimes when they cast, you know, you're thinking this perfect was perfect or this person was perfect for that. I couldn't have thought of a better person to play Douglas Wumball than Five-ish Finkel.
And nobody knew Five-ish Finkel before Picket Fences. Right. Now, by the way, do you ever...
I've seen a little YouTube, and that's about it. But
well, here is how Five-ish Finkel got the role on Picket Fences. Five-ish Finkel, in his own words, on this program last year.
Tell me, the fans would be remiss if I didn't ask this, tell me how you got your role of Douglas Wumbaugh on Picket Fences.
How I got it?
How'd you get it?
The miracle of the century. He had people... You know, casting directors that have casted the role, and he didn't like anyone they presented. And he took his friends to have dinner with him in his house, and they hired a movie called Q&A, which I performed for Sidney Lumet. I played a lawyer there. He was the mouthpiece for the underworld. And they started laughing, they wouldn't stop. So he said, that's the one I want. And he called 20th Century Fox of New York, and they knew what he was talking about. Then they called my agent. And in 1 hour, the miracle happened. In 1 hour, the deal was made for me to do Douglas Wumbaugh in Picket Fences.
When you got the initial script... for Douglas Wumbaugh.
I didn't see anything, but I heard of David Kelly, and I never did a TV series, so I had to make that leap, and believe me, I'm not sorry.
Well, when you finally got the script, who was that character to you?
Well, originally, he was not Jewish. Because of me, he made him a Jew.
He changed ethnicities.
He changed the whole thing.
How?
He wanted me to do it, and I was very fortunate.
How did you play that character? Who was he?
Well, I played that character. He was a lawyer, but not an ambulance chaser. He was the only lawyer in the city there, in Rome, Wisconsin.
Was he a good guy, a bad guy?
He was a very good man.
Good man.
But he was a funny man. He had funny ways about him.
Five-ish Finkel on how he got his role on Picket Fences as Douglas Wumbaugh. And that show, if you watch it today, it still holds up. It's such a good show, such good writing. You understand why it won Emmys.
Yeah, well, a friend of mine, you know, with Netflix, it's available. They watch old, you know, stuff like that all the time.
Picket Fences?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
I haven't seen it on any you know, rebroadcast of any station that we have, but I'm sure it's available somewhere.
It should be. It should be. If it's not, it should be. Five-ish Finkel again passed away yesterday at the age of 93, very sadly, but here was a joke, because he was in the Yiddish theater, and he loved to tell jokes, and here was a joke he told on our show circa last year.
Give me a joke from a Five-ish Finkel stand-up back in the Borschtfeld.
Oh, my God, I was married in a garage. I couldn't back out.
Now, see, that's a quick joke. That's nailing it in there.
That's right.
You know, and you gotta. He's that type of guy. Yeah. He was a funny, funny man. If anybody,
real quick-witted, you know, and yeah.
If anybody has any memories of Five-ish Finkel, you can call in 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Memories of the legendary Five-ish Finkel. Now, interestingly, because you hear, he did promos for us with the Fiddler on the Roof song. So I want to play, because I did ask him one time what his favorite song was.
Oh.
So you couldn't do a Five-ish Finkel tribute without this from our show last year.
What is the favorite song you perform in your cabaret?
Oh, the soliloquy from Fiddler, If I Were a Rich Man.
Can you give us just a tiny bit?
Oh, if I were a rich man, all day long I'd bitty-bitty-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a bitty-bitty-rich, I-diddle-diddle-diddle-man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. I don't want to sing anymore. I'm going to pay me.
I I love it, Five-ish.
He was really one of the greats. Yeah. And he was in the original Fiddler on the Roof. Can you imagine that?
The Broadway Fiddler on the Roof?
The Broadway Fiddler on the Roof.
Wow.
I mean, what a wonderful guy he really was.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed him so much.
He had a long career at that Yiddish theater. I mean, he did a lot of...
He really did. He did a song in later years. He did a CD, by the way. Five-ish was a singer.
Funny CD.
Song.
Yeah.
And there's a song on there. It was the title track, and his son wrote it, and I love it. Because today, I think as we mourn the passing of Five-ish Finkel, it's only right that we play this song. It's called You Can't Have a Show Without a Star.
Oh.
And... Boy, oh boy.
I'll see if it's the one. I quote as one all the time. Let's see if it's this it's one or not.
Five-ish Finkel, a CD released, I believe, somewhere in the early 2000s. You Can't Have a Show Without a Star.
You know you can't have tea without a crumpet. Therefore, you can't have a band without a trumpet. You'll find a Frenchman can say au revoir, but a show's not a show without a star. Now would you eat your soup without a spoon? Go to a concert just to hear the bassoon. There ain't a comic without a big cigar, and a show's not a show without a star. The orchestra, it plays its part. The scenery, sometimes it's art. The costumes, the makeup, you might see. But without a star, the people will walk out. Now every puppet needs its own Geppetto, and every score must have its own libretto. And Mr. Hershey can't live without his chocolate bar, because a show's not a show without a star. That's me! A show's not a show without a star. The producer, he's always glum. Steals all the profits while sitting on his thumb. The director, a miserable jerk, auditions the starlets and calls it work. The stage manager, a dirty louse, he never compliments me even when I bring down the house. God, what a beautiful note! Where would they be without me? They couldn't raise the curtain or start the overture. They'd have to leave town in disguise with their tail between their legs. Audiences have been known to throw eggs. But not at me, you see. I'm a star. I work like a dog to perfect my craft. And each and every day, I let them know it. I never missed a show or disappointed my audience. I'm the star, that's right, the meal ticket. Without me, 38 people would starve. But I won't let that happen, never, never, never! You know why? Because I'm modest. Let me hear that band! Since you can't see what I'm doing here, doing a very big dance number. Every move is a picture. Hey, Nijinsky, Bill Robinson, save your money. You lose George Burns without Miss Gracie Allen. Old vintage wine is guzzled by the gallon. A lady of the evening must have her own boudoir. And a show's not a show without a star. In every town, you'll find its own main street. At the Olympics, they got to have a track meet. And dear old Russia would shush you without its czar. Like a show's not a show without a star. The concession man. He sells his stuff. The box office might get enough. The lights and the playbill, you must agree that the show's gonna flop unless it's got me. That's right. Now every opera needs its clown pagliaccio, and every art house features its Picasso. Old vintage champagne can't work without caviar. So then a show's not a show without its star. That's me! A show's not a show without a star, even for free! A show is not a show without a star!
Tribute to Five-ish Finkel here. A show's not a show without a star. He had a unique singing voice. You got to give him that.
He did. He had one of those voices you could just always tell when he, you know, who it was.
And again, Five-ish Finkel passed away sadly yesterday at the age of 93. I always enjoyed when he came on. He had a unique voice. He had a unique personality. He had a unique take on things, and he just, I think, made you feel good when he was on.
Yeah.
You know, one of the first interviews I ever got complimented on when we started this station was the Five-ish Finkel interview.
Really?
And he did it very early on. I think he came on in 2014 and then he came back on in 2015 and did a show less than a month ago.
Wow.
Was still working.
Up until
a month ago.
Oh, my.
93 years old. He truly was one of a kind. And a matter of fact, we talked to him about working at 92 years old when we had him on last year at 92. Here's Five-ish Finkel in his own words.
Is it still a kick at 92 to get out there and talk to people, get on stage?
I love it. I go to the fires. I'm a riot. I tell them my age. And I say I'm 92 now. Half of my life is over.
Half of his life at 92. Half of his life is over at 92. Well, I tell you, he did do another song that people sing to like. It's interesting. It's called the Finkel Salsa.
Okay.
And it's
was this on that CD?
Too? Yeah.
Okay.
The Finkel Salsa. Get ready here, folks.
All right.
Listen to me and you shall hear a song that's smooth as salsa. The song is fine, I'll make it clear. It's called a Finkel Salsa. It's good for here, it's better there. It takes you to my... It's what I got, caliente hot. It's called a Finkel Salsa. Ay, ay, ay. Just listen to my salsa. Ay, ay, ay. It's my mamba too. Ay, ay, ay. Just listen to my salsa, let it happen, so I know it's true.
Senor Five-ish, are you really Spanish?
Si, Senor Fernando, I'm half Spanish and half Jewish. I'm a Spaniard. Late last night we had a fight, it turned into a drama. She told the cops I like to drink colada with my challah. I got no cash, she took it all. She broke me like a matzah. The judge said, boys, put him away. We need no cucaracha. Ay, ay, ay. Just listen to my salsa. Ay, ay, ay. It's my mamba too. Ay, ay, ay. Just listen to my salsa. Let it happen, so I know it's true. Ah, Senor Fernando, I'm dating many beautiful Latina girls. Last night I went out on a date with J-Lo.
J-Lo wouldn't spit on you.
She did. Arriba, arriba, arriba! Arriba, arriba, Isen! Oh, yeah!
listen to my salsa. Ay, ay, ay. It's my mamba too. Ay, ay, ay. Just listen to my salsa. Let it happen. So I know it's true. Ay, ay, ay. Just listen to my salsa. Ay, ay, ay. It's my mamba too. Ay, ay, ay. Just listen to my salsa. Let it happen. It could happen to you.
Ole!
And again, that's Five-ish Finkel, who sadly passed away yesterday at the age of 93. Now, pay tribute to Five-ish Finkel here. I thought maybe we would do a little Five-ish Finkel trivia. Now, we do have some tickets to Zumbezi Bay here. We have two tickets to Zumbezi Bay. Now, here is a Five-ish Finkel trivia question. Five-ish Finkel had two very popular television series. One was Picket Fences, of course, and the other was Boston Public. Now, in between those two series, he had another television series on network television. It was on the ABC television network, and it was a remake of a very popular television series that had been on in the 70s and 1980s. What remake of a very popular television series did Five-ish Finkel star in the 90s, in between Picket Fences and Boston Public, that only lasted 1 year that he was in? Five-ish Finkel. If you can tell me, you'll get two tickets to Zumbezi Bay. 740-383-9944. Now, we had many conversations with Mr. Finkel over the years, and one of the conversations we had as an actor was what would he not do on stage? Here's that conversation. Have you ever done a role that you didn't particularly like?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Because they offered me parts where I fit in, but I never did a role, even till today, that was offensive to Jewish people, and I never did profanity on that stage.
So,
I would never take it on.
So many
hit shows had some profanity, and the part that they wanted me to do, I wouldn't do it.
Why?
Not that I'm a saint, but I can't.
Why can't you?
I can't. It's not in my makeup.
It's just not something.
And I don't like. When I do a show, when I go into a show, you take Fiddler is perfect for me. Then after that, there are other scripts. If it's offensive to my people, I don't want to do it. In other words, if I can't invite my mother-in-law or my mother or my wife and children to see that particular show, if it's offensive, I will not do it. And I didn't. And I turned on shows when I didn't even have any money.
And again, we're paying tribute to Five-ish Finkel, who passed away yesterday at the age of 93. He was a many-time guest on this program. We do have a Five-ish Finkel trivia question out there right now for all you in the listening audience. 740-383-9944 for two tickets to Zumbezi Bay. The question is, Five-ish Finkel starred in three primetime network series as a regular cast member. One was Picket Fences. The other was a show called Boston Public. In between those two shows, he starred on the ABC television network in a remake of a very popular television series of the 1970s and 1980s. What was the name of that series? And I'm going to try to figure out what year that aired. 1998 was the year. It was on ABC. It was only on 1 year. It was a remake of a very popular television series. 1998. What was the name of that television series for two tickets to Zumbezi Bay as we remember the legendary, funny, enjoyable Five-ish Finkel, who is unduplicatable? Now, here we talked to him about being 92 years old. And if you want to share a memory of Five-ish Finkel, you can weigh in to 740-383-9944. Now, this is Five-ish Finkel on our program last year talking about what it's like to be 92.
What does plague you at 92? Can't run as fast? What are the...
Never mind that. I never was fast. I always enjoyed relaxing. I only ran when I had to.
What's the secret to getting to 92?
You don't know. I always believe in one thing, that the Lord up there, he calls you when he needs you.
Is there a...
He says, I don't want your fivers. I got better acts than you upstairs. He says, I'll call you when I have a vacancy. I says, take your time, Lord.
Do you think about that in your 90s? Do you think about
how... Think of that because you got to make a will. You got to make provisions for your children, for your grandchildren. You have to make all those provisions. Naturally, you got to go to an attorney to shape the will the way you like it.
And that's Five-ish Finkel talking about what it's like to be 92 years old when he was on this program last year. And again, sadly, Five-ish Finkel passed away yesterday at the age of 93. But what a life well lived. And remember, we've got two tickets to Zumbezi Bay if you're the first one to call in. 740-383-9944. The question is, in between Picket Fences, which was on from 92 to 95, and Boston Public, which he started in 2000. He did a TV series on the, he did a TV show on the ABC television network. And I think I know what this is coming up here. So we are going to take this call momentarily here. As we continue along with our tribute to the legendary Five-ish Finkel, who sadly passed away yesterday at age 93, we're joined by a man who worked with Mr. Finkel, as well as basically was trained by him, and he'll tell us about this, actor Bernard Hiller. Bernard, how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, I'm a little bit sad today because my personal legend passed away, and I've known him for about 40 years, I just realized. He started my whole career because... he was, of course, an icon of the Yiddish theater, and I did the Yiddish theater with him, and I performed with him, but I watched him perform, and there was no one ever like him. No one ever performed like him. No one ever moved like him. It was the most incredible thing to see him sing and dance, and he brought so much joy. There was just no one like him. He would just put in humor and energy wherever he went. It was incredible, just incredible to have him.
What made him so unique?
What made him so unique is that he just loved people. He just wanted to put in joy. And even as he got older, all he did was to get up and to perform and to sing. His life, he lived for that. And that kept him going. And I just, in fact, just talked to his son, who is one of my best friends, who's an incredible, he's got two very accomplished musician children. And he just performed like a few months ago. He was a performer. He just loved to sing and to dance, to bring joy to people. That's what it was. He just had this life. And I've known him since I was a kid. And he was, wherever he was, he just wanted to make people laugh. He was one of the true comedians, one of the people, the gifts of God, someone who really... And as I said, he taught me everything I know. He was the first one who encouraged me and believed in me and gave me a chance to perform with him in so many plays. And also we did Fiddler on the Roof together. We did so many shows just to watch him. It was a lesson on itself.
How is his family doing?
Well, I think that the interesting thing is, of course, they're doing as it can be expected. The nice thing, if there's a nice thing, is that he died in sleep. He said good night, and then he didn't wake up. And so it was, he has such legacies, and everybody that touched him, there is not a single human being on the planet Earth that ever met him that didn't just adore him and love him. It just didn't. Wherever he would go, he would make everyone laugh. He made everyone feel special. That was his thing.
You know, he was... Always, yeah, Well, it's interesting. He was on this show about once a year. He was on 2014, 2015, and we would send requests out, and the last one that we sent was right around the end of June, and he was rehearsing something. So even though 93, we were all kind of shocked yesterday to hear that he had passed away.
Yeah, well, of course I was shocked. You know, but I didn't know that he did a movie and people would call him, and he just... You know, he was a performer. The show must go on. Artists have this feeling that it's about singing, and his singing and his voice. He just, you know, his name, he loved to make people laugh. He was a true comedian, which is someone who makes, you can laugh with him or at him. He didn't care as long as you laughed. He brings laughter to the world, which so desperately needs comedians, and I think that's one of the things that we're lacking in this world, is that we don't have any comedians. Where are the comedians? Where are the people who just come to make us laugh?
Exactly.
And so I think that that's where he came. He came from that tradition, which is about making people laugh and having fun. He just loved people. Everybody loved him.
Do want you to stay on the line here. We are going to play a clip from Five-ish Finkel on this show last year, 2015, making people laugh. Here we go, Five-ish Finkel.
I have enjoyed this, but because you are a great storyteller and you gave us that great joke earlier on from your stand-up days, leave us with something funny, a funny story, a funny joke. Give us something to end on a high note.
Oh, yes. Here's one. You know, I have a cane. And I crouch a little bit, I'm bent a little bit because of age and things. I'm not that careful anymore to straighten up and things, but I'm bent, and I went to an orthopedist, very prominent one. And I go in the waiting room, naturally the waiting room is busy, and I wait for my next, they call me, I go into his office, and P.S., after 10 minutes I walked out of his office straight, like a soldier. But straight, the posture was beautiful and perfect. And everybody in the waiting room said, "Oh my God, he performed a miracle on you. What did he do?" I said, "Yeah, that was a big miracle. He gave me a longer cane."
Five-ish Finkel on this show last year. Bernard,
oh, yeah.
When you hear that, what does it make you think?
Well, it just, you know, I have chills and warms my heart. It's just the fact that he spoke about love. He loves to tell stories and to make you laugh. And what it reminds me of 40 years of history, because the reason I met Five-ish is I was best friends and still best friends with his son. So I went to their house. We went to dinner. And I heard so many stories of the Yiddish theater, of what it can be about. The idea that we're here as, we're doctors of the soul. That's what he is. He's a doctor of the soul. He's here to he's here to help us better, to help us feel better about everything that's going on. And so when I hear it, it's like, you can never forget his voice, and you can never, he enjoyed telling the stories as much as we enjoyed hearing it. That's one of the things about Five-ish.
You knew Five-ish before he got this great Cinderella story in his early 70s,
yes.
Got this role on Picket Fences, won an Emmy Award.
Yes.
How did that change him as a person?
You know, it didn't really change him, but in a very strange way, I had a very small part. He actually performed at my wedding. And when he performed at my wedding, there were a lot of agents and people who saw him, and they said, "Hey, you know, you're performing in cabarets and in Yiddish theater." He was always doing performing, and so he got an opportunity. It didn't change him. He was just thrilled. He just was thrilled to have a bigger audience. Everybody that talked to him, I know that David Kelly, the person who gave him that incredible job, they loved him. He was a great actor too. I mean, he wasn't just a performer, a song and dance man. He wasn't a comedian. He was an actor, and he could rip your heart out with the stories he would tell. And you know, he had gone through so much in his life too. I mean, he had lost his wife a few years ago, but it didn't change him. It just made him the world. It's sort of like I wish everybody. here's what my wish is for everybody that's listening. I only wish you had a chance to spend 5 minutes with Fyvesh Finkel. Your life would just be better.
Mm. I want to know how you're going to remember him, but before I get to that, I want to go back to 2014. We asked Fyvesh how he would like to be remembered, and here's that clip.
In 100 years, how would you like to be remembered?
I want to be remembered as a person that wanted to be liked by the world, and genuinely, wherever he appeared, he would give everybody his best. I would do that.
I think there's no doubt about that. Fyvesh Finkel, I have to say, it's been a pleasure to catch up with you again.
It should be on my epitaph. A good father, a good grandfather, a good great-grandfather, and above all, a fine actor. That's all I want.
Bernard, I think he got that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, he's one of those people you can't forget. His authenticity is without question. I mean, there's no one like him. There's no one confusing him with anyone else. I mean, he was a great actor, a great father. He was devoted to his family, to his children. And his children were so devoted to him. There was in a moment, his sons were always so quelling. They were quelling about, you know, my dad is doing, and he's 93, and he's doing this, and he's doing that. It's just, it's a kind of relationship that sometimes doesn't exist anymore. It's kind of the old style.
And how, you know, how will you remember him?
I will remember him as my inspiration. I will remember him as the person who encouraged me. I got my first job in a small company in a dinner theater in New Jersey, and it was a part in Fiddler that he was playing on Broadway, and he told me, here's how you should play it. And I played it exactly how he said. And it was the idea that go for it. Let the world, you know, show people what you have. Because he told me that if you show people what you have, it will encourage other people to give all they have. Mm. I mean, it's just, he's an inspiration. And he's also an inspiration for all my children Dora and David, and my wife, and my parents who are no longer here. But of course, he would always perform. He reminds me of what I would like to be. That's how I could remember him.
And he will live on through audio clips and great television series and movies and performances forever.
Absolutely. And he loved to encourage other young people. He was just the most encouraging person. He would think that, and I do too, as a performer, that performing, you know, anytime you sing and dance, it connects us to our humanity. It is one of the most important things, because when you hear somebody sing, you just think, you know, the world, there's something good about the world. It really is the most important thing. That's why art is so important, and it was so important to him. And audiences just loved him. But he loved them, and it gave us a reason of why we're here. It connects us all. Music and, you know, all the performing connects everyone together.
And just, had he been ill? What was there any?
Well, there was, he had, recently, he had sort of a heart issue. And so this was sudden. It wasn't something that was expected. I just talked to his son. He had gone to sleep. And obviously, it's the most beautiful way to go. You know, he just, in his own bed. And that's it. But what a life. What a life. Where did he go? And even when at 70, he won the Emmy. And he was proud about the fact that he won the Emmy. You know, he was under the radar because he wasn't on television. He wasn't in the movies. But then he had the chance because he never gave up and he never believed that he didn't have what it takes. He always knew. It just it's a matter of time. And the first show he did was really the Little Shop of Horrors. That was a show that started to be, also the plays that he did at the Pap Theater. He did plays, and you know, he's sort of a bond. He's part of the link of the Yiddish theater. You have to understand that Yiddish was the language of the people who came over here, and also with the language of the Holocaust people. And he started as a young child with the Yiddish theater, which was theater done in Yiddish, because Yiddish believed that the most important thing for a human being was called Brot und Theater, bread and theater. That's all we need. We just need bread and theater. And part to being Jewish is the fact that theater is part of our culture, to perform, and so when he got up and performed, it was part of the feeling that he thought this was important to do. And he also admired all the other incredible performers and the other great stars that he worked with. He just had the highest regard. He would just mention the best things about the Adlers and Luther Adler and all the great actors he performed. There were so many great artists that American audiences may not know because they performed in Yiddish, but they were of the finest caliber. They loved acting.
Absolutely.
And he loved acting and he loved performing. He loved singing, but the most important thing is he wanted to bring joy to the world, a world that needs it so badly. And the world is a less funnier place now that Five-ish is not there.
I think that's well said.
There's no question about it. And he loved to come to your show. He loved to come to people that invited him. You know, he loved to just share.
Absolutely.
His
great life. Bernard Hiller, thank you so much for calling in, friend of Five-ish Finkel and compatriot. Five-ish Finkel, sadly, gone at 93. Thank you, Bernard.
Right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. You hear a personal story like that, and it really kind of opens it up quite a bit. What do you think of that, Terry?
It kind of puts a new spin on it, you know. I mean, on his just how much of an impact he had on, you know, on people.
He was so unique, and that's all I can say. There will never be another Five-ish Finkel. You say that, but he reminds me in many ways of Abe Vigoda.
Yeah.
Nobody looked like them.
Right.
Nobody talked like them. Where are those people today?
Yeah, I mean, I think he definitely, you know, he definitely summed it up there when he said, you know, that's basically all those people knew was theater, you know, and performing and stuff like that. So,
and they knew how to do it.
Yeah.
And I watched a Picket Fences rerun last night on YouTube, and he's so good as that. He wasn't a smarmy attorney.
No.
Just different.
Yeah.
Just different. And he played it so well. And to get that Emmy at 70 years old, what an amazing, amazing thing that was.
23 years ago, man. Wow.
23 years ago. Yeah. That happened.
Yeah.
But again, we got these two Zoom BZ Bay tickets, Five-ish Finkel trivia with 2 minutes left, 740-383-9944. In between Five-ish's two big television series, Picket Fences and Boston Public. Picket Fences was on from 92 to 95. Boston Public came on in 2000. He starred in a series that was not as successful on ABC in 1998. It was a remake of another classic television series, had the same title. What was the name of that television series? 740-383-9944, and you can win two tickets to Zumbezi Bay. Now, Five-ish Finkel, even the name, Five-ish.
Yeah, Five-ish, yeah.
You know any other Five-ishes?
Uh-uh.
Can you think of any at all?
No, I can't.
Kind of nice he just went in his sleep.
Yeah. Well, they've always said if you're going to go, that's the way, you know, that's the way to go, nice and peaceful, and, you know.
You know, and I don't think Five-ish, with his druthers, would have ever left.
Yeah, no.
You know.
He'd still been here 80, 90 years from now.
Yeah. Well, and he's one of those people I could call directly. We didn't go through an agent. We didn't go through a manager. And if he had time to do it, he'd give you an hour, and we'd have a lot of fun. And thank goodness we'll have those interviews around forever and those clips of Five-ish Finkel,
yeah.
A one-of-a-kind actor from the Borschtvelt to the Yiddish theater to primetime television to movies to Emmy Awards to performing less than a month ago at age 93, he truly was a guy who never stopped.
His legacy will definitely live on, that's for sure.
Rest well, Five-ish. We're going to remember
that's
you
right.
for a long time,
right.
And your promos are going to stay at the top of
Absolutely.
The hour, and we're going to be laughing at you for years to come. Rest in peace, Five-ish Finkel.
WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former coach of the Ohio